And now it's time for our weekly theater review. Midday theater critic Jay Wynn Russick joins us here in Studio A to tell us about The Hot Wing King at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, last week you told us that this play is about a hot wing competition. Is that a real thing?
Well, it is in Memphis, which is where the playwright Katori Hall is from. I looked this up and I discovered that the 22nd Annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival will take place this Saturday. Undoubtedly, Tom, it's too late for you to enter. But you can still fly down to Memphis and sample some eye-watering chicken wings.
It's too late for me for so much.
Well, Katori Hall's other plays include The Mountaintop and Who Do Love. Those plays also take place in Memphis. She was the lead writer on Tina, the Tina Turner musical. All of these have been on Baltimore stages. The Hot Wing King won her the 2021 Pulitzer Prize, and it is inspired by the Wing Contest competition, and it's also inspired by Katori Hall's brother, who is a gay black man, and by his partner. All six characters in the play are black men. Four of the six are gay. And these four create a kind of makeshift family, a family by choice. One of the play's major themes is the meaning, the definition of family and familial relationships, friends who become surrogate family, relationships between domestic partners, and father and son relationships. There's several crises that occur in the course of the play, but we see the men on stage cook and eat and sing and dance. They even shoot hoops. There's a basketball hoop on the stage. There's a lot of humor, and big caveat here, there's also a lot of profanity. I didn't find this to be Katori Hall's most fulfilling or affecting play. For one thing, there are two characters who really verge on stereotypes. And for another, especially in the first act, some of the broad comedy almost seems to hijack the heft of the play.
And we should say, by the way, that Katori Hall is no relation to me. She's from the Hall family of smart people and, you know, creative, interesting people. I'm from the other one. How do the various kinds of family relationships figure into this plot?
Well, the play is built around the hot wing competition, as I said. A character named Cordell Crutchfield is the chef. He has competed multiple times. He's determined to win this time. And he's just moved to Memphis. He's left his wife, two grown sons, a job, to live with his partner, his lover, Dwayne. That's the domestic partner relationship in the play. But there's tension from these two men from the start. Some of it is because Dwayne is impatient that Cordell has not come out to his ex and to his sons. And then Dwayne's teenage nephew arrives unexpectedly, and he wants to move in with them. This is something Cordell is not ready for. And when the nephew's drug-dealing dad shows up, that's another type of relationship and plot complication. But getting back to this wing contest, Cordell has assembled a team he calls the New Wing Order. The team is the other three men, his friends, Dwayne, plus a barber Cordell and Dwayne met in his barber shop, plus a more recent younger friend. These teammates kid around a lot. At one point, they break into a rendition of Luther Vandross's Never Too Much. They hold kitchen utensils like microphones. They dance around the house. It's very funny. But inserting scenes like this makes the tone of the play feel very disjointed, almost as if when the atmosphere gets too heavy, toss in comic relief. I'm not sure if this tonal disparity is due to the script or Christopher Betts' direction. Probably a little of both.
So you said the cast has only male characters. Talk about some of the portrayals of them.
Well, I also want to say this cast is a really tight ensemble. This is a co-production with Hartford Stage. It was performed there last month, so these guys have been together for a while. Cordell the chef and his partner Dwayne are the main characters. Bjorn Dupatty plays Cordell, and at first he seems to be in charge. But without a job, he feels like he's not just living in Dwayne's house, he's living off of Dwayne. Preparing for this hot wing competition seems to be one thing he thinks he can control. So he puts a disproportionate amount of hope and effort into the contest. He assigns cooking duties to the other men. He even wears a whistle. Bjorn Dupatty's uneasiness, his emotional uncertainty, comes across very strongly in this portrayal. Calvin M. Thompson plays Dwayne. This is a man who has worked hard to make a life as an upstanding member of the middle class. He's a hotel manager, but his work is getting in the way of his relationship, in the way of the contest. He's also haunted by a call he made a few years ago that led to a terrible tragedy. He has trouble living with the outcome of that call. He's been trying to make amends. So Cordell and Dwayne have a lot of baggage, a lot of backstory.
Now, are all the characters fully realized in your opinion, or is this a case of too many cooks spoil the broth?
Well, the two other men on the new wing team, the barber and the new friend, are very thinly developed. The friend is one of the stereotypes I mentioned. His appearance and behavior are way over the top. We don't learn much about him. The other stereotype is the nephew's father, the drug dealer. But I really want to single out Marcus Gladney Jr. He plays the nephew. We get a closer look at this character. He's completely believable as this struggling teen. I also have to say, even if two of the gay characters are underdeveloped, Katori Hall deserves credit for presenting a range of black masculinity, particularly gay masculinity. That's definitely one of the play's strengths.
All right, as we finish up here, does the actual cooking take place on stage? Are they making dinner during this? I'm getting hungry.
Well, there's a lot of mixing and stirring, but no actual cooking. I'm going to end with a cooking metaphor, though. The ingredients in this play are just not quite smoothly blended. I admire Katori Hall's themes, several performances, but the Hot Wing King isn't an entirely satisfying meal.
All right, the Hot Wing King, it's at Baltimore Center Stage until April 28th. And next week, Judy, you and I are going to talk about a production of Macbeth at the Shakespeare Theater Company in Washington with the one and only Ralph Fiennes in the lead. So that'll be fun. So thanks so much. Good to see you. We'll see you next week. And that's it for us today here on Midday. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. And just like our weekly theater reviews with J. Wynn Russick, the News Wrap is a regular feature here on Midday, and it's one of the many features that you hear day in and day out on WYPR that's made possible by listener support.
This is Baltimore's NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.